Our Christian faith reminds us that we are people of journey. We journey through the Paschal mystery of death to resurrection and new life. The Jewish people also saw themselves as a people of journey or pilgrimage. Every year, faithful Jews would travel to Jerusalem on the feasts of Pentecost, Tabernacles, and Passover. It was on such an occasion that Mary and Joseph brought their 12-year-old son Jesus to Jerusalem. After Mary and Joseph had begun their return trip, they could not find Jesus. 3 days later, they did find him back at the temple, listening and asking questions of the rabbis. The parents scolded Jesus. "Your father and I have been looking for you with great anxiety." Jesus responds, saying that he was in his father's house, not Joseph's house. He was learning how to be a son of his true father. He was telling Mary and Joseph that he must be with his father, learning how to be a son. Just as Jesus listened and learned from the teachers of his time, so we have the opportunity to listen to the best voices in our church and in our time. Who are the religious teachers and other teachers of truth of our day that we must listen to? Jesus returned with Mary and Joseph to Nazareth. Mary kept these things in her heart. Jesus advanced in wisdom and age before God, his Father, and before people. During the next 20 years of Jesus' life, we don't know anything about him. We can imagine him as a teenager at the height of his physical prime. We can imagine him traveling around Israel with his friends and interacting with the Romans. We can wonder at his friendship with Mary of Magdala and how he dealt with the death of Joseph. Perhaps we wonder if he enjoyed sailing on the Sea of Galilee or whether he also enjoyed fishing. Perhaps he visited his cousin John east of Jerusalem at Qumran. As a young man, he probably worked as a craftsman at the nearby city of Zippori, either as a carpenter, stonemason, or as a mosaic layer. During those years, while Jesus was growing in age and wisdom, he was also learning to be the true son of his Father. As we journey through our own lives, we also continue to grow in wisdom and age. We might ask ourselves how God desires us to become more a son or daughter of his. What gifts and talents have we been blessed with? Is what we are doing with our lives in conformity with the gifts we have received? How has God called us to journey at this point in our lives? Perhaps it is a Passover time when we are faced with letting go so that God can complete God's work in us. How closely do we listen to our own inner voice, to the depths of our being, where we sense God loving us and calling us? We know that when Jesus began his public ministry, he had learned to be the compassionate and generous Son of God with those who were marginalized, ill, or in some other way deprived. Over the years, have we learned to be sons and daughters of God, people of self-emptying love for the good of others? We continue on our journey, what we call the Paschal journey through death to resurrection and new life. We may be called upon to let go of what is familiar and ordinary. We may be called to let go of loved ones and eventually life itself. Christ's Spirit leads us on our journey into the future. What wisdom does the church as body of Christ, need to share with the world of technology and science so that these others can be astounded at our understanding and answers. We can reflect what religion in general and Christianity itself will become in the future. Will we hold on to the limited vision of the past? Or will we expand our awareness of where the Spirit of God is leading the church and other religions? Will we become a prophetic voice in the world that helps facilitate the kingdom of God in this world? In today's reading from the letter of John, he reminds us that we are now children of God, sons and daughters of God. What we will be in the future has not yet been revealed, but when it is revealed, we know that we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.